Shach Papa, a test mission of Bayes. Napa Letoich Ashkatem Urmasim, Vinis Bakl. Ashkatem Urmasim fell into the clay that held the Mayim Mekudash in the spring water, mixed with ashes. And Ashkatem Urmasim broke apart into the water. So we have to be afraid that the moisture from the Ashkatem Urmasim got mixed in with the Mayim Mekudash. So therefore, the Mayim Mekudash is possible. Ocean Ishtanu Marean Tzula. Or even if the Ashkatem Urmasim did not break apart in the Mayim Mekudash, but the Mayim Mekudash changed color because of the Ashkatem Urmasim that fell in. In that case, also the Mayim Mekudash is possible. And since the water changed color, it's obvious that some of the moisture from the Ashkatem Urmasim got into the Mayim Mekudash. And since there's moisture from the Ashkatem Urmasim mixed in with the Mayim Mekudash, the Mayim Mekudash is possible. Chipushes Benkach Ubenkach Poiseles Menei Shehi Kishpofer. If a beetle fell into the Mayim Mekudash, even if the beetle did not break up in the water, and even if the water did not change color, even so, the water is possible, because a beetle is like a tube, meaning that the Mayim Mekudash would have penetrated the beetle and then would have exited the beetle just like a tube. It would come in from one side and go out the other. And when the water goes through the beetle, it would pick up a little moisture from the beetle, and then that moisture from the beetle would get into the Mayim Mekudash. So since moisture from the beetle is mixed in with the Mayim Mekudash, the Mayim Mekudash is possible. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aimrim Hadira va'akina shabitzvua ksherim b'nei she'en behem lecha. Hashem Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, if the bugs that are called dira and kina, these are little insects that are found in tzvua, that are found in grain, if those bugs fall into Mayim Mekudash, the Mayim Mekudash is kosher, even if those bugs would break apart into the Mayim Mekudash, because these bugs do not have any moisture. They're very tiny little bugs that are found in school and have no moisture in them. So even if they break apart, no moisture from the bugs would have gotten to the Mayim Mekudash. Therefore, we simply can take out the bugs, and the Mayim Mekudash would be kosher. Sachas Parapar, Itas Mishra Gimel, Shasas Mehen, Behema Ochaya. Psula, if a Behema or Ochaya, an animal or a beast, would drink from the Mayim Mekudash from the spring water mixed with the ashes of the Paradum, that would possible the water. As some saliva from the mouth of the behemoth of the chaya would get released into the water, and that would pass through the water. Kol ofot psula. Chutz min hayona mipnei shehi motzet. Any birds that would drink from the Mayim Mekudash would pass through the water, as saliva from the mouth of the bird would get mixed in with the water. With the exception of a dove that drink from the Mayim Mekudash. If a dove would drink from the Mayim Mekudash, it would not be possible, because a dove, when it drinks, it sucks in water without releasing any saliva, so therefore no saliva would have gotten mixed in to the Mayim Mekudash. Kar shratim einam paisel. Chutz min achulda mipnei she'im alek. Any shratim, any small animal, the rodent, that would drink from the Mayim Mekudash would not pass through the water. As shratim, when they drink from the water, they suck it in like a dove and don't release any saliva into the water. With the exception of a chulda, a weasel. A weasel drinks the water by lapping it up with its tongue, so therefore some saliva from its tongue would get mixed in the water and would pass through the water. Rabbi Gamliel said, another exception to the rule is a snake. A snake that drinks from Mayim Mekudash would pass through the water, because a snake, while it's drinking, sometimes spits back some of the water that it's drinking into the coast. And that water would be mixed in with saliva from its mouth and would pass through the water. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer said, a mouse is also an exception to the rule, as a mouse also, when it's drinking, at times would spit back some of the water into the coast. So therefore, an achbar that drinks from Mayim Mekudash would pass through the water.